Tesamid base. Six lines from the bottom of the page. Oh. You're adding to the world's population.
Well, there's another contingent coming soon.
Psh. Oh. Tesamid base. Jewish time. Okay, Tesamid base, six lines from the bottom. The Mishnah, the Gemara was discussing over here the whole thing about, like we said, not necessarily according to the way we paskin, but, you know, when Yom Tov takes off Shiva, when it doesn't take off Shiva, and the Mishnah, the Braises were saying, according to certain opinions at least, that if it's before 3 days of Yom Tov, then Yom Tov takes away Shiva. If it's not, if it's within 3 days, then Yom Tov doesn't take away Shiva. And Abba Shol was saying that Mixas Yem Kakulay, and all those various types of things. Okay, so now it says,
is there a reason why Yom Tov takes off Shiva?
Why? Because of the Simcha of Yom Tov. Huh? No, we explained why. Because Shabbos, if Shabbos is going to take off Shiva, you never have Shiva.
Right.
Now, the Gemara is going to ask soon, we're going to get the message from my help today. The Gemara is going to ask, where do we know Shiva B'chal from? Okay? So it says in the Pasuk, I'm going to change your Chag le'Evel. So Chag is 7 days, so Evel is 7 days, right? Mm-hmm. So Avelus is 7 days. We'll learn later, does that mean it's Minatayram, Midrabonim, whatever. But the bottom line of it is that it's Shiva 7 days. If Shabbos takes away Shiva, you never have 7 days. Because there's always a Shabbos in the middle, right? So, Then you don't have 7 days. So obviously, Shabbos can't always take away Shiva. But because Yom Tov is a Yina Simcha, so Yom Tov takes away Shiva. But the Gemara, this Mishnah and Braisa are saying, even though it's not the Halacha like we learned, that it only takes away Shiva if it's 3 days before Yom Tov. If it's 2 days before Yom Tov is not Mevatel Shiva. Because you don't have the 3 days, which are the Iker Shiva, the first 3 days you don't have. Okay, now it says like this. Boy mine Abaye me Rab. Abaye has the Shaila from Rab. If somebody buries somebody during Shiva, during the Yom Tov. So we learned already that when do you start Shiva? After Yom Tov. But now the Gemara is going to ask, what's the cheshim with Shleishim? Regel Eilu L'minyin Shleishim. Ein Regel Eilu L'minyin Shleishim. Very pashta shayla. I mean, last week we discussed it lahalacha, but not the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is a very simple Shaila. Somebody buries somebody during Yom Tov. First day Chol HaMoed. Okay? So Shiva doesn't start until after Yom Tov. The question is, do you start counting the 30 days now from now?
No.
That's the Shaila. So he says like this. L'minyan Shiva l'kumi boile. Abaye explains this question. As far as Shiva concerned, I know Yom Tov doesn't count. Why? Shiva, because there's no Shiva in the middle of Yom Tov. So therefore you can't count Shiva. Shiva can, if you started Shiva, Yom Tov could take away Shiva. But if you didn't start Shiva, Yom Tov can't take away something you didn't start yet. So he says, I'm not asking about Shiva. About Shiva, for sure, there's no question. There's no question that Shiva, Yom Tov doesn't count for Shiva. But Ki Kami Boili, what's my Shaila L'minyan Shleishim when it comes to Shleishim? Do we say the Kanahag and Mitzvah Shleishim Beregel, do we say that the 30 days is observed in Yom Tov? Meaning, what you can't do what? Shleishim. You can't shave. You can't wash laundry, all that. That you're not doing anyway on Chol HaMoed. So do we say that you have really Shleishim from before? Or, maybe not. So that was the Shaila. Amale, so Rava answered, Eina Eila. It doesn't count for Shleishim. Meaning Rava or Rabba, whoever it is, answers that you need to start Shleishim after the Shiva. I mean, after the Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, you begin counting Shleishim. The Gemara is going to ask me few Rava, but meanwhile, this is what Rava says. Shimshid, you can take a Gemara for the same price.
Right. He's not going to be leaving soon.
Okay.
No, that's what he thought.
So, Eisvei, come, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braise, Akevis Mesa Shne Yamim Kedem Eregel, if somebody buries his dead 2 days before Yom Tov, Meina Chamisha Yamim Achar Regel. Like we learned in our Mishnah, that Yom Tov doesn't take away Shiva unless if you had 3 days before Yom Tov. But if you have 2 days before Yom Tov, so then you sit Shiva 2 days before Yom Tov, and another 5 days after Yom Tov. and melach de nasasay de achedim, during which his work can be done by others on his behalf, after Yom Tov. Va'avodim v'shiv chesav eisim b'tzal, I'll explain this whole thing in a second. And his avodim, his slaves, could do it quietly b'seich b'eisim. V'in rabim misaskin imei, meaning people after Yom Tov don't pay him condolence calls. Meaning as follows. So far the Brais is saying that if somebody had 2 days before Yom Tov, so Yom Tov does not take away Shiva, the way we hold in the Mishnah meanwhile, right? So what do? You start Shiva 5 days, 2 days before Yom Tov, 5 days after Yom Tov. He starts sending Shiva 5 days again after Yom Tov. So he says in those 5 days after Yom Tov, even though normally an Ovel cannot have work done for him, but others could do work for him, his servants could do even quietly in the house, and after Yom Tov, you don't come be Menachem Avel. What does this mean? The 5 days after Yom Tov are more lenient. Why? Because physically, the guy had already his 7 days. Right? He had 2 days before Yom Tov, 7 or 8 days of Yom Tov. So the guy already has 9 days. He didn't sit Shiva, so he has to sit 5 days afterwards. But as far as work goes, the Chachamim were makel, they were lenient, because it's not the same, it's still not the same thing as Shiva, the later 5 days. So you could do privately, and other people could do work for you, even though during Shiva they can't. And then he says, why? Why don't people pay condolence calls after Yom Tov? Because they paid during Yom Tov, they came to pay a Shiva call. But Klolo Shodavar, he says like this, what is the rule? This is a long braisa. What's the rule? Kol shum mishum avel, anything which pertains to the mourner himself, rego mafzike, meaning the restrictions of Shiva, okay, Yom Tov basically stops it. What do you mean Yom Tov stops it? He can have other people do his work for him, he can have his servants work for him, and so on. V'chol shum mishum iskir abim, and anything that pertains to the public of coming to comfort him, and ego mafsike, the Yom Tov doesn't stop it, meaning because the people come during Yom Tov, so therefore they don't come after Yom Tov. Those things that Yom Tov stop, so after Yom Tov they pertain a little bit, but not completely. Then the Braisa continues. What happens if a guy buried his dead 3 days before the end of Yom Tov? That means he buried him Chol HaMoed. Then, when does Shiva begin? After Yom Tov. The first 4 days, meaning of Yom Tov, Rabbi is asking me, people come and pay him condolence calls and so on. The last 3 days after Yom Tov, ein misaskim bei, why shekva nisaskim beregel, they already had it during Yom Tov. Meaning, because he was buried 3 days before, at the end of Yom Tov, so the first 4 days is still part of 7 days that people pay condolence calls.
What was it, four, not three? He buried him 3 days?
No, he says he buried him 3 days before the end of Yom Tov. So now 3 days he had. Not Shiva, but he had. Mm-hmm. Then 4 days after Yom Tov. So now he really has to sit 7 days after Yom Tov. The first 4 days, in certain respects, are still additional to the first 3 days, because people came to be Menachem Ovel him during Yom Tov. Right? So therefore, the first 4 days, people still come to pay him a Shiva call. After the 4 days, you don't need it anymore, because he had Shiva.
Is
there
any during Yom Tov to pay Shiva?
You could, yeah.
But he's not saying Shiva.
Right, doesn't matter. Comforting, right. Now, then it says, V'regel oilalei. The Yom Tov is included. Now, the Gemara thought that on the ending of the Braisa concerning Shloshim, the Braisa says, the regel counts for Shloshim. So the question is, how could Rabbi say the Yom Tov doesn't count for Shloshim? Right? When here it says clearly the Yom Tov does count for Shloshim. So the Gemara answers, my lava sefer. He probably, this is a question, probably goes to the end. So it says, no aresh. It means about Shiva. That if it took place 2 days before, the burial took 2 days before Yom Tov, so then Yom Tov counts for Shloshim. But if the burial was on Yom Tov, then Yom Tov doesn't count for the Shleishim. That's the way the Gemara answered the question. But now the Gemara asks a different question. I say we find the Braisi clearly that says Shleishim, Yom Tov is counts for Shleishim. Meaning, Eitzel, I'll ask you a question on Rabbah. It says in another Braisa, Regal, Eilol, Eliminion, Shleishim, Regal is counted in the days of Shleishim. What does it mean? Keitzad. Kavra betchilas a Regal, if he was buried at the beginning of Yom Tov, meaning Cholomed, Meina Shiva Achar a Regal. He counts 7 days starting after Yom Tov, because the burial was on Yom Tov, the first days of Yom Tov. O Malachte Nasa Sayyidei Achayim. And he can have other people doing work for him after Yom Tov. And his servants work in the house after Yom Tov privately. And the people don't come. Why? Because he already, the people came to him on Regal already. And then he says, Regal Eilalei, the Yom Tov is counted. And here the Braisa says clearly the guy was buried on Chol HaMoed. Yet the Braisa clearly says that even though Shiva begins after Yom Tov, but for Shleishim, Yom Tov is counted. And the Gemara answers, Tufta Takarab is refuted. And this is the halacha. Like we said, if somebody is buried, let's say Pesach, or Sukkot, it doesn't matter. Buried on the first day of Chol HaMoed, let's say, somebody dies Yom Tov, so you bury on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Shiva doesn't start until after Yom Tov, but the 30 day, Shleishim begins right from the day of the burial, even though he didn't begin Shiva yet. Normally, Shleishim, when Shiva is over, you begin 23 more days of Shleishim. But if the burial was before Shiva began, Yom Tov, and Shiva begins after Yom Tov, for the Yom Tov, it's still counted for the for Shleishim. So after Shiva is over, he's only going to have maybe 16, 17 days. Of Shleishim. What?
Well, can't you say if the regal takes up Shiva, Kosa can just take off Shleishim?
No, that's not the Shiloh over here. The Shiloh over here is the guy was buried Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed.
I know,
that's what I'm saying. Now, Shiva didn't start yet. Avelis did not begin yet. Okay? So, Shleishim is also Avelis. But Avelis didn't begin yet. So the Shaila is, can the Yom Tov be counted as some of the 30 days? Shiva's not counted for. Right? You need a full Shiva after Yom Tov. So the question is, what's with Shleishim? So there's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it, if you're talking about Avelis Shleishim, it didn't begin. But realistically speaking, what you're not allowed to do Shleishim, you can't do Chol HaMoed either. You can't shave. You can't do laundry. You can't do all those things that Shleishim you shouldn't be able to do. You can't do a Chol HaMoed anyway. So in a practical sense, behavioral-wise, he began Shleishim already. Not Avelis-wise, but practically speaking, he was keeping the dinim of Shleishim. So that's the Shaila. Does Yom Tov count as the 30 days? Or doesn't it come for the 30 days? And the halacha is, because the Gemara refuted, and we're going to see even more opinions, the Gemara says clearly, Rabbah was refuted, and the din is regal counts for Shleishim. We're not talking again when Yom Tov takes away Shleishim. Yom Tov could take away Shleishim.
Why can't it take away both? If you bury the guy before Yom Tov.
You can't take away Shiv and Shleishim at the same time. That's only one koyach, not two.
Can't say Kal
V'chomer. No. And that the Gemara continues and says, Kiyosid Abin, when Rabbim came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Afilu Kfarei Beregel, even if you bury him on Yom Tov, the regel counts for Shleishim. V'chein Eirele Rabbi Lozer L'Rapidoz Berei, and so Rabbi Lozer ruled to Rabbi Dos' son, Afilu Kfarei Beregel, even if he buried him in Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov counts for the Shleishim. But again, only from the burial. Now, if a guy died the first day Yom Tov, and you buried him the third day Yom Tov, because it's the first day Chol HaMoed, right? You don't count Shleishim from the first day Yom Tov. You count Shleishim from the burial, even though Shiva starts a week later. Like we said, that's the halacha. That in Shulchan Aruch, it says that if somebody was buried Chol HaMoed, Shiva starts after Yom Tov, but Shleishim starts from the burial.
You buried Yom Tov, so it's
According to Allah, which is not done today, according to Shulchan Aruch, according to Gemara, if somebody dies, the first day Yom Tov you could bury him through a goy, second day Yom Tov through a yid. A yid could do it.
In Gemara's time they did that?
Yeah. Yeah, in the Baal Shem Tov's time they did it. And there's the whole question.
And the family maybe drove or whatever.
Oh, no. It was only the Misaskim were allowed to do whatever they had to do, the Rabbanon, you know, the things to bury. But nobody else. Nowadays, where people, Mishpachas come in this, and Chilu Shabbos, Chilu Yom Tov, the later Rabbanon Paskin, that's it. No burials on Yom Tov. In fact, there was a question asked, it's a famous, the Baal Shem Tov died on the first day of Shavuos. So, Lachayr, according to Halacha, the Baal Shem Tov should have been buried the first day Yom Tov, right away. So somebody asked, the Rebbe's father asked the Rebbe Rashab, you can say that the Baal Shem Tov was buried to a guy. There was a different answer than that, and the question what the story was. But even in those days, he used to do it. Not nowadays. I don't think, even at Shazal, they don't do it today.
If someone dies or being buried a week before Yom Tov, before Pesach.
Yeah.
So let's say he has Shiva or almost Shiva until Yom Tov.
No.
And the Shloshim is how do you count the Shloshim?
No, 1 minute. He had a Shiva before Yom Tov, or the Shiva's he had a full 7 days?
6 or 7 is a different.
No, of course it's a different. Okay. If a guy finished Shiva, we learned before. If a guy had the full Shiva, mm-hmm. right, then Yom Tov will take away Shloshim. Abishol says.
Meaning what?
There's no Shloshim. No dinim of Shloshim. That means if it will be not a parent, brother, sister, child, whatever, wife, where there's only available Shloshim, the day after this they can go party.
And for a parent?
A parent, Shloshim's over. Shloshim is still stricter dinim than the rest of the year. But you have the year dinim still.
Yes, but the Shloshim, I mean, so he had
there's
Shiva.
No Shloshim. No, but if Abishol said before that if the seventh day, we learned last week, if the seventh day, Chatzayim, Mixasayim, Kukuli, goes both ways, so you have Shiva plus Shloshim, so therefore Yom Tov takes away everything. But if a guy, let's say, he had 5 days before Yom Tov, right? 5 days before Yom Tov. So Yom Tov only takes away Shiva. That's it. If it's Sukkis, we have Shmini Atzeres as a separate Yom Tov. So then we said, Pesach, the first days take away Shiva, so it's like 7. Then another 7 of Yom Tov, then Shmini Atzeres is counted as 7. So you finish 21 days of Shiva, Shloshim. But let's say if somebody's buried between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur takes away, even though we learned before that the various opinions of whether if you're a Shon Yom Kippur, is it Shabbos, is it Yom Tov, remember the Machlekes. So Yom Kippur will take away Shiva, Sukkos will take away Shloshim. Somebody's buried out of Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah takes away Shiva, and Yom Kippur takes away Shloshim.
Well, parents, so it's not
Shloshim,
not Shaykh anyway.
No, there's still Dinim of Shloshim, a stricter Dinim of Shloshim than you are year round, of course. Okay, now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan.
What's the.
Okay, now the Gemara says like this Tan Rabbanan learned, Kayim Kfiyas Amita Shloshim Yam Kedem Eregel. If somebody, this is again based on the Psak of our Mishnah, that Yom Tov only takes away Shiva if you had 3 days of Shiva. So in the olden times, they used to do what was called Kfiyas Amita. Kfiyas Amita was, they used to turn the bed upside down. Now, it's not done today, but in fact, he pees down a hole. He brings two reasons for this. Yeah. Turning the bed upside down that the legs point upward. That's what Kfiyas Amita was. Okay, it's not done nowadays for two reasons. Because Goyim think it's sorcery, or our beds are not made like the beds of the olden times. Now, why did they do Kfiyas Amita? He brings on over here three reasons. Two function mean. In those days, people sat on beds. Okay? So, people used to sit on beds because they didn't have chairs and tables like we have today. They used to sit on the beds. Now, the bed is a regular seat. So then the oval wouldn't be able to sit on the bed. He'd have to sit on the floor. So what they used to do is turn over the bed, because then it's like you turn over a table.
It
so it becomes lower. So then the oval could sit on it. And the second reason is, he says, an overturned bed is a sign of mourning. Just shows that he's in a mourning state. So what he's saying over here is like this. If somebody did Kfir Samita, meaning they started keeping the dinim of Shiva 3 days before Yom Tov, and it's tzarech l'chpeisa achar regel. You don't have to redo it after Yom Tov because you finished Shiva. Yom Tov takes away Shiva, so according to if it's 3 days before. David Abeliezer. Chachamim argue on our Mishnah, and they say, afilu yom echad, afilu sho achas, even if you did it one day, 1 hour before Yom Tov, then you don't have to do it over. Why? Because the Chachamim hold, not like our Mishnah, the Chachamim hold, if you sit Shiva even an hour before Yom Tov, Yom Tov takes away Shiva. So now the Gemara says, Amr Abelazar ben Abshimin, Abelazar the son of Abshimin, the son of Abelazar ben Yechoy's son. Hey, name Divri Beishamai, hey, name Divri Beisilu. These are the words of Beishamai. The argument between Abelazar and the Chachamim is the argument between Beishamai and Beisilu. Meaning, Beishamai Aymrim Shleshi Yomim. Beishamai says in order for Yom Tov to take away Shiva, you need 3 days before Yom Tov, and then it takes away Shiva. Beisilu Leimim, Beisilu says, Afilu Yom Echot. Even 1 day, and not only 1 day, it means 1 hour of the day, takes away Shiva. Now the Gemara continues, Amr Avon, Amr Abchia Barabba, Amr Rabbi Yechinen, or some people say Rabbi Yechinen said Rabbi Barabba. And Rabbuna, Afilu Yom Echot, Afilu Shoachas. Even 1 day, even 1 hour, takes away Shiva. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Halacha katana didan. The halacha is like our tana that says you need 3 days. I mean, even though the Chachamim, the Gemara is saying that Beis Hillel holds 1 hour is enough, Rava says it doesn't mean anything. The halacha is like our Mishnah that says in order for Yom Tov to take away Shiva, you need 3 days. But the Gemara says, Ravina ikla lesuya depros. Ravina came to the city of Sura by the Euphrates River. Amale Rav Chaviva le Ravina, and Rav Chaviva said to Ravina, Hilcha Samai, what's the bottom line of law? There's such a big machlekes over here. Does Yom Tov take away Shiva after 3 days or even right away? Amale said, Afilu Yemechot, Afilu Shoachas. Even 1 hour, and this is the bottom line, like we said, bottom line halacha is, Yom Tov takes away Shiva even if you set Shiva 1 hour. Not like our Mishnah, not like Rava, not like all the other opinions that say you need 3 days before Yom Tov sitting Shiva for Yom Tov to take it away. It takes away regardless. Now the Gemara is going to discuss, Taka, what you said before. Where do we learn out Shiva from? Where do we learn out that you need Shiva for 7 days? Yosef, Rabchia Barabba, Rabami, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, all these people are sitting. Rabchia Barabba, Rabami, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, were sitting Akilud Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Elazar. They're sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yitzchok, the son of Elazar. Nafik Milsa Binayu. So they were talking and learning, obviously. So they asked the question, Minayin Avelis Shiva. From where do we learn that Avelis is 7 days? Where do we learn it out from? So they say, because it says in the Pasik, Vafachti Chagechem Le'evil. I'm going to turn your Yom Tov into mourning. Which means, Machak Shiva, don't think a Yom Tov is 7 days. Avelus Shiva. Okay, so Yom Tov, it's Avelus is 7 days. So right away the Gemara asks, Ve'em Atzeres V'chad Yema, how do you know it means Pesach and Sukkis? Maybe it means Shavuos, and it's only 1 day? How do you know Chageichem means Pesach and Sukkis? Maybe it means Shavuos, and Shavuos is only 1 day. The Mefarshim, by the way, ask a very interesting question. Chageichem is plural.
Nine.
So get me Shavuos. Shavuos is only one Chag. Pesach and Sukkot are 2 days. I mean, two Yom Tov.
I'm sorry, and this passage is from Nevi'im.
Yeah.
What did they do before? How did they know before that?
It's like anything we learn now from. I'll tell you something else in a second. So right away, the shaila is now based on this pasuk in Amos. The shaila is it min ha-Torah min rabbanon? So somebody showing him, okay, basically say somebody showing him say that from here you see it's min ha-Torah, it's from Tanakh. And other people saying it's only a smachta, meaning the whole thing is rabbinic. Where do we find that M is min ha-Torah, so to speak, from Amos, from Tanakh? We find it because it says I'm going to turn chageichem la'ovel. Because if you want to take seriously the pasuk, it doesn't mean that Hashem could be saying to the Jews, listen, you're so bad, I'm going to make your good days bad days. Does that mean Avelis is Shiva? As Hashem said, I'm going to make your happy days sad days. What's the day that means 7 days? So most of the Shainim learn, it's only like a smachta. Really, Avelis Midrabanan. There's also Machlekes B'chal and the Rishenim, Rambam and other Rishenim, whether Avelis Yom Rishon is Minatayra. Some Rishenim learn, B'chal Avelis is Midrabanan. The first day is Minatayra. And some Rishenim learn, all 7 days are Midrabanan. All 7 days are Midrabanan. Okay, in fact, Ibino took his machlokes Rambam and Rosh. It's a famous machlokes. Rambam and Ramban learned that Avelus the first day is min ha-Torah, and the rest of the 6 days is midrabanan. The Rosh and most poskim learn Avelus midrabanan. That's one of the reasons, by the way. If you remember, we learned in the Gemara before Alocha k'divrei Meikel that Shmuel said Alocha zik Meikel and Avelus. One of the reasons for that is the Rishenim explained because Avelus is midrabanan, so midrabanan you go lekula. So therefore, you know, you make them more. In fact, Tesis asks, Tesis quotes over here in the Tesis Machak Shiva, Tesis asks, from the Yushalmi, so then Yom Tov should be 8 days because Sukkot is 8 days. Sukkot is 8 days, so why do you say that Vedas is 7 days? So the Yushalmi answers, because Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmi. It's a separate Yom Tov. Which is interesting because according to that, in fact, Tesis says another interesting thing. Then Tesis says, it says, Vayakov Avinu, Vayasla Aviv Evil Shivas Yomim. In Vayichi, it says, when Yaakov Avinu passed away, so Yesu made Avelis for 7 days. So the Yishalmi answers that it was before Kvura. So before Kvur B'chal, there was no Shiva. And then Yushami says a different thing. And this is a famous answer, anyway. You don't learn out before Matan Torah. You can't learn out Halacha from before Matan Torah. That's the rule. Okay? So, in fact, cannot. And the Gemara says many places in Shas, Bavli, not in Yushami. And the made the Mikreta Matan Torah. You can't learn out any dinim from what happened before Matan Torah. In fact, that's why it says, the Rambam writes, this that we do Bris Mila is not because Avraham Avinu did Bris Mila, because that was before Matan Torah. We do it because in Parshas Tazria, the Torah is B'yem HaShmini Yimo B'sar HaLosei. In fact, the Gemara asks, L'chaira, where do we learn out ever Gid Anosha? It says, Al-Kein Lo-Yochul B'nei Yisos Gid Anosha. That's in Parshas Vayishlach. And it's nowhere repeated in the Torah. I don't remember the answer, but the Shainim, I think the Gemara even asks, L'cheira, how could you learn it? Where do we learn out no eating Gid Anosha? It's only mentioned once in Chumash. Again, the Yerichu B'nei Yisod's Gid Anosha. So the answer, the Pasuk is, later they just stuck it before, something like that. It's a funny answer.
But it says up to this day we don't eat.
Yeah, but it's still before Matan Torah.
Is that like a direct commandment as opposed to something that is just being derived?
Doesn't matter. The Gemara says, even direct commandments, before Matan Torah, you can't learn out anything.
What about Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, for
example? No, that's because Hashem told again, Meisha Bnei Har Sinai. The Rambam says clearly, a guy has to keep Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach because Hashem told Meisha Har Sinai. Not because Hashem told Adam, Rishon, and Noach to keep seven mitzvahs. Even Goyim only keep it because Hashem told Meisha Bnei Har Sinai. What?
Don't you know in Sefer Chinuch that tells you each parasha has their mitzvah?
Yeah. But all the mitzvahs of the earlier parashas, like we said, Bris Milah is mentioned again in Tazriah. All the mitzvahs, Korban Pesach, all the things are mentioned again later in Chumash.
Where are the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Nachru said again in Torah?
But they're included in all the other mitzvahs. Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Nachru are also Jewish mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah Goy has that a Jew doesn't have.
Right, but they're stated differently. Aren't they stated differently?
No, they're all
using the same formulation.
Yeah. It doesn't say anywhere in Chumash the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nerech clearly. There's one pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, why are they called Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nerech? Why not Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Adam? So the Rambam says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The mindset is that six mitzvahs are given to Adam Rishon. The seventh was only given to Noach. Because Eivim Menachai, a livelihood of an animal, before the Mabul, they're not allowed to eat meat, Bechlal. So there was, you can't give a mitzvah Eivim Menachai if you're not allowed to eat meat anyway. So when Noach, after the Mabul, was permitted to eat meat, so Hashem gave him the seventh mitzvah, now Eivim Menachai you can't eat. So that's what the call says. Why are they called Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Because Adam is only given six. So if you don't have Sheva Mitzvahs, it's B'nei Noach, not B'nei Adam. But
that mitzvah, the Jews, they don't keep.
Which one?
Eivim Menachai.
Sure we do.
Oh,
you can't pull up.
What's the mitzvah actually that binds us? Where is that mitzvah given?
Where's the mitzvah given? I don't remember, but they learned that from a pasuk after Matan Torah. In fact, the Gemara in Becheres asks a very simple question. The Gemara asks a very simple question. How are you allowed to drink milk and eat an egg? Why isn't the David Menachai? The Gemara asks the question. And the Gemara answers.
No, I misunderstood.
What?
I misunderstood. They don't have to
shecht
it.
Oh, yeah. But a guy has to eat an animal after it's dead. You can't just pull the polka off a chicken and eat the drumstick off the chicken and eat it. He said that was the machlekes between Yosef and his brothers. When the brothers snitched to Yaakov that they were eating, gave him an achai. How can you say the brother eating gave him an achai? So the machleik is because they killed the animal. The animal is still moving. So the brother ate the meat then. So Yosef held it was Eivim Menachai. The brothers held it wasn't. And up he didn't. It's takanat. But that's why he thought the brothers were eating Eivim Menachai because according to him it was. But Laloch it wasn't. So they didn't do anything wrong. Anyway, then the Gemara says.
But he did.
Who?
Yosef.
What?
Saying that they'd sinned.
Yeah. He maintained they sinned.
He was wrong.
He was wrong. That's why they paskin he was chayiv misa because he had a din of a snitcher against halacha. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Oh, so ve'im atzeres chad yemes." The Gemara says, "How do you know it means 7 days? Because Sukkot and Pesach are 7 days. Maybe it means shvus." So Gemara says, "Shvus we take a learn out from something else. What does it mean?" Ahomi boy like the Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish from Shum Rabbi Yehuda Nisa. The Rish Lakish said the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi as follows. Minayin the Shmur Rechaik. And this the Gemara is going to go into now at great length. How do I know that Shmur Rechaik is Ein and Neyages Ali Yehim Echad? I'll explain the whole thing in a second. That you only keep it one day because it says, Vafachti Chageichem Le'evel, I'm going to turn you Yom Tif into an Avelus. And Yom Tif Atzeres is one day. Meaning like this. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this whole din now. This was called, and this is very practical. We discussed it last time also, I think. This was called Shmur Krev and Shmur Rechaikim. If a person's relative dies, and he doesn't hear about it right away, but he hears about it within 30 days, the din is, he has to tear Kriya and sit the full Shiva. What happens if it's Shmur Rechaikim? Meaning, he heard it a long time after it happened, meaning more than 30 days. there's no avelus. Only by parents, there's kriya and a little avelus. So the Gemara called mixas ayim kukuli, so it's one day. So the Gemara says, this is what Rish Lakish said. How do I know that shmur chayka, that the distance over 30 days, there's only one day avelus? Because it says, I will turn your chag into avel. Okay? And we find the Yom Tov is only one day. So we use Shavuos like this. Pesach and Sukkot teaches us that a regular Shiva is 7 days. Because we're likening Chag to Ovel. The Pasuk says, I'm going to turn over your Chag to Ovel. So meaning we're likening the two. So Gemara learns like this. As far as a regular Shiva, we liken it to the Chag of Sukkot and Pesach, which is 7 days. Therefore, Avelis is 7 days. Ay, there's a Yom Tov Shavuos. One day, that also teaches us a din, that if it's Shmur HaChayka, if it's after 30 days, then it's only one day. And Mixas Yom Kukuli, you know, part of the day is there. That's what people try to do today, whenever possible. That they try, like, somebody's brother passes away. Whatever. And it's an older person, they don't want him to sit shiv and everything. So they don't tell him about it until after 30 days. And then there's no Shiva. If they can keep it from him. Okay, now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanon, and again, this is again, like everything else is a machlaikis. Tan Rabbanon learned, Shmuel Kreva, a Shmuel Kreva again, which means they hear about it within 30 days, is Nehag a Shiva, you have to keep 7 days, plus 30 days from the time you heard the news. That means if a guy died 29 days ago, and the person finds out about it, they have to keep Shiva 7 days, and 23 more days for Shleish. Shmur Rechaika, what happens if it's a Shmur Rechaika, then Ein in the Hegas Eliyemach, you only do it one day. So the Gemara says, Ezo Kreva Veza Rechaika. What is called Shmur Kreva and Shmur Rechaika? So the Mishnah teaches, Kreva B'teich Shleishim. Kreva means you hear it within 30 days. Rechaika Acha Shleishim. Mean distant is after. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Okay? So Rabbi Kiva says, Shmur Kreva is 30 days, Shmur Rechaika is one day. Chachamim Eimrim, no. Acha Shmur Kreva V'acha Shmur Rechaika. Chacham argue on Rabbi Kiva, and they say there's no difference between Shmur Kreva and Shmur Rechaika. Both you need to have Shiva and Shleishim. That means according to the Chachamim, if you hear a half a year after somebody died, you hear they died, you have to sit Shiva and Shleishim. So the Gemara says an interesting halacha now. Amar Rabbi Bachar, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Normally, Kol Makom Shata Meitzi Yochid Meikel. But Rabbi Machmirim, any case where you find an individual is Mekel. And the Rabbim is Machmir, Halacha Kerabim, normally the Halacha is like the Rabbim, because Yochid V'Rabbim, the Halacha is like the majority, Chutz Mizu. Except this is an exception case. Why? Afo Pisha Rabbi Kiva Mekel, V'Chachamim Machmirim, even though Rabbi Kiva is Mekel. Because Rabbi Kiva says Shmur Rechaika is one day. And the Chachamim and Machmir, they say it's 30 days. And even though the Chachamim and the Rabbim, Halacha ke Rabbi Akiva. Why? Dame Shmuel, Halacha ke Divrei Rabbi Kiva be'ovel. Agrivei ha-Mekel be'ovel. Whenever you're an Avelis, you have to find the laws of Kula. And Taka before, okay, we said it only played that we said last time. It only applies to Chachom, Tanoim argument, not necessarily later.
Excuse me, I didn't understand what you just said.
What?
Well, you just said the last sentence you just said.
No, said some poskim write that this rule of Shmuel, that the law is only like a lenient opinion, is only by a Mishnah argument. Taisa says, V'adin yochid machmir rabim makilim, the law is like rabim. In other words, the rule is, even though yochid v'rabim, normally the law is like the rabim, but in Avelis, the law is like the yochid. in Mishnah arguments. Okay, then the Gemara tells stories of Amiroim that Taka had a Shmur to Chayka, they only kept one day. The Gemara says, Rav Chanina asked the Shmur Davur, Rav Chanina heard about his father's death from Bei Choizoi, which was, he says, a locality, a city in Bavel. Also, the Kamid Rav Chista, so he came to before Rav Chista to ask what's the din. His father died, but he heard about it more than 30 days ago. He says it's a Shmur Chayka, so we pass him like Rabbi Akiva, that you only do it one day. Rav Nosson Barami, again, Rav Nosson Barami's mother passed away, and he heard it about it from Bechazoi. Also, the Kamei the Ravi, he asked the Ravi the Shaila, what do I do with Shiva? You'd only keep it one day. Okay? So now the Gemara says, Eisi, I'll ask you a question. It says, when does this din of Shmur Chayka and Shmur Kareva apply? Only b'chamisha meisi mitzvah. Only by the five other relatives. A person has to mourn for seven relatives. Father, mother, okay? That's separate. Then brother, sister, son, daughter, wife. So this Braisa says, when is the difference between Shmur Krev and Shmur Rechaika? Only by the five relatives. Avol al ave ve'imai, but for his father and mother, Shiva Ushleishim, even Shmur Rechaika, you have to keep three and seven. So the Gemara says, how did, over here we're talking about his father and his mother, it was Rav Chanina's mother and Rav Nosson's mother, father and Rav Nosson's mother. And yet they paskind one day. So the Gemara says, but in the Braisa it says, one day is only by other relatives, but by parents you have to keep Shiva. It's an individual's opinion. The lesson Svira Kavasi, we don't hold of it. And the Gemara says, where do we see such a din? Because the Gemara says, the Tanya Maisu Meisav Sharabi Tzadik Beginzak, the father of Reb Tzadik, died in the city of Ginzak. And they let him know about it 3 years later. By the way, the Gemara, unfortunately, there's not Elisha ben Avuya with Reb Meir's Rebbe. It's a different guy. That they asked Elisha ben Avuya and the Skenim that were with him, what's the halacha? They told him, Nahek Shiva Shleishim. You have to keep Shiva and Shleishim. But the Baal, that's one opinion. But we don't pass it like that. And then the Braisa continues, when the son of Rab Chia died in Golus, and his father was in the land of Eretz Yisrael, and he found out 30 days later, Yashiv Olav Shiva Ushleishim. He had to sit Shiva Ushleishim. What's the Gemara answer, the pearl? The Gemara is answering, yes, they told him to keep Shiva Ushleishim, but that's Das Yochid. For them, it's like the Chachamim, really. But the halacha is not like that. That means even parents, Shmur Rechaika is one day. And that's the halacha today.
From when they count the Shulishim? I mean the 30 days.
From the Misa. They count the 30 days in the Misa.
Very interesting that these three samples they bring, they come to another Rav to ask a Shaila.
Right.
But didn't they know the thing themselves?
Either they didn't, or they didn't want to paskin for themselves.
Okay.
Obviously, I mean, they didn't have Shulchan Aruch in those days. For themselves, it could be they didn't want to paskin what to do.